יופי, 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 יישר כוח, thank you all for coming, בעזרת השם, hopefully, we're gonna do תשובה today, where were we? We were in Torah Lamed, where were we? In Torah Lamed, we were, ברוך השם, welcome, welcome, good to see you, happy to see you all. We're welcoming our new friend Yohanan that came to us from Colombia, right? From Colombia. Our amazing friend Yohanan from Colombia. We are in Torah Lamed, the 30th Torah in Likutei Moharan, in the third part. Just to remind you that one time we got a response in the YouTube that a non-Jew, a Goy, he wrote to us, a poor rabbi, that his students are talking during the shiur. A poor rabbi. That the students are talking during the shiur. So, let's make a Kiddush Hashem, even though that I'm not a rabbi. So, third paragraph, and it's written, Shchora Ani Venava. If you're going to remember, it's very hard to drop those three words, Shchora Ani Venava. I'm black, but even though I'm very beautiful, means I'm dark, I failed so many times in my life. I have so many lackings, Hashem Yitbarach, I know that for sure, but still, look at my beauty. And we ask that question, why should we remind Hashem that we're good? We're saying that all of the time that Hashem looking at us in a positive way. Hashem, He is the one that is saying to us, Libavtini be'achat me'enayich, you were thrilling me so much when you were looking at me only with one eye. Lo ebit aven be'yakov, he's not looking at the sins of Am Yisrael at all. So he's already looking at us in a positive way. So why we should tell him and remind him, Shchora ani venava, that even though that I failed so many times, still I'm pretty, still I'm good. He knows that. So the answer is, that verse, we're not saying it to Hashem Yitbarach at all. We're saying it in our Hitbodeduyot to ourselves. We're reminding ourselves that we are good. We need to remember that we're good. We are forgetting that. We're chasing after ourselves and hitting ourselves, looking for the place. It's called Likutei Moharan. 30th Torah means Torah Lamed. Third paragraph means Piska Gimel, and in the 10th or 15th or 12th line it's written Shechora Ani Venava, I'm black but even though I'm beautiful, means I failed so many times, but even though I'm beautiful. What it means, like Rabbeinu said, that every one of us is made out of good stones. We're full of good, amazing actions, deeds, wonderful wisdoms, wonderful natures, wonderful talents, each and every one of us have inside of himself. Because the darkness, by that darkness, by those failures, who mekabetz et ha-re'ut, a person have the ability to see. If a person see only light, he becomes to be blind from all of that light. He cannot recognize nothing. He can recognize nothing. Only when he sees something dark inside of that light, he can recognize. If we would have only white pages, we couldn't recognize the letters. Only when they're carved or written in a darker way, you can recognize and understand the wisdom that they contain, that page contain. On a blank page, on a white page, it contains all wisdoms that exist, everyone that you're going to write. Only after you're writing, you're putting a dark color into that white light, then you can recognize. So actually, in a spiritual way, only by the fallings, only by the failures, only by being aware to your lackings, you can know who you really are. יש דברים שאדם אינו יכול לעמוד עליהם אלא אם כן נכשל בהם. There are things that a person cannot learn without failing in those things. It's הלכות שלמות that you have to fail in them if you want to learn how to keep those הלכות. כי השחרות הוא מקבץ את הראות. Only by the black color you can recognize things, you can see things. הוא מצמצם אותו, and it let you focus in that thing, כדי לראות היטב, and then you're going to have the ability to see it carefully, precise eyesight, very good eyesight. כן, השכל התחתון, so also the lower wisdom of the person, הוא בחינת שחרות, it's an aspect of that black color, like that Rabbeinu explained it before, in that wonderful Torah, that when the Rebbe, when the teacher wants to explain a very high and complex thing to the student, you have to dress that wisdom, to cover that wisdom with a lower wisdom. He's giving examples from the supermarket, from the street, with a police officer, that you're going to have the ability to understand. So he's painting, he's coloring the white light of his wisdom in a darker colors that you're going to have the ability to recognize it and to know it and to accept it, to learn from it. שמצמצם בו, and inside of it, he's putting נאווה ויופי שבשכל העליון, the beauty and maybe we're going to say grace of the higher wisdom, the wisdom of the righteous man that is teaching you. ואלו השערות, and those hairs, like we learned, hair that it's actually that black color, those are those tzimtzumim, the dark color, הן בחינת, it's an aspect of שיעורה דעתוון דאורייתא. שערות, you see the word שערות, it's written very similar to the word שיעורה. So, שערות, it's hair. Shi'ura, it's an amount, it's a certain amount of atvan, letters, de'oraita, of the Holy Torah. Bore Olam, he measured, he know exactly how many letters, 600,000 letters in the Torah Kedosha, and there is a certain number of letters in the Mishnah, and in the Gemara, and in the Mefarshim, everything is measured. So there is a certain importance in that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shrinking, that is covering his high and bright wisdom to the dark letters of the Holy Torah in a certain amount, exact amount that we can accept, that it's in our ability to accept. Ki ha-mitzvot, because the mitzvot, all of the obligations, hem chokhmot ha-boreit barach shmo, it's the wisdom of the Creator, but you cannot understand the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach. So we have to obligate you to wake up early in the morning, to say Kriyat Shema before a certain time of the day. By that, if you're going to do that in the most simplest way of them all, you're going to accept the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, of the Creator. Ki kol mitzvah u mitzvah, because every mitzvah and mitzvah, yesh la shiurim acherim, she's got different amounts, ugvulim and borders, limits. Kegon, for an example, מפני מה המצווה הזאת מצוותה בכך? Why a certain mitzvah is exactly like that? Means that you need to hold the lulav in Sukkot. Why lulav and not another branch of another tree? Why from a palm tree and not from an orange tree? Why tefillin have to be made from leather of a kosher animal and not from gold or silver? Why? Why it have to be square and not round? It can contain more if it's going to be soft and not hard. So all of those measurements, all of those borders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us, מפני שכן חיווה חוכמתו יתברך שמו. It's because that his wisdom obligated us in that shape, in that exact amounts and borders. Means that this is the real wisdom of Hashem. Really, it's supposed to be square and black and made out of strong leather. And really, it has to be a lulav, and it cannot be a different kind of branch, because this is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot reveal it, but if you're going to keep it, you're going to have it. Suddenly, one day, you're going to contain it, it's going to be inside of you, you're going to understand the wisdom that is behind that curtain, that is behind that covering. V'chen mitzvah acheret, and a different mitzvah, mitzvata bechach, it got a different rules. לפי חוכמתו יתברך שמו, according to his wisdom, that we should praise him on that. וכל מצווה ומצווה, and every מצווה and מצווה, יש לה אותיות, it got letters, ותיבות and words, ועניינים, all of where that it's written, there is a certain verse or verses, and one mishnah or few mishnayot that are talking on that mitzvah, and one gemara or few gemarot that are talking on that, and a lot of mefarshim that are explaining that mitzvah, and it all contains certain letters, and it's all measured and in a certain amount that the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu obligated us to that. ועניינים and subjects שהם שיעורים וגבולים, that those subjects are the borders and the amounts שמצומצם בהן, that in those הקדוש ברוך הוא shrinked, covered his wisdom, חוכמתו יתברך שמו, that we should praise him, שזה בחינה, that it's an aspect of התלבשות השכל העליון, the way that הקדוש ברוך הוא is dressing the highest wisdom of them all בשכל התחתון, in a lower wisdom, in a wisdom that we can understand. A person took, thrown, a bull, gores, something happened, it fell, it broken. Okay, we can understand. More than that, cannot grab it. Too high for us. What can we do? Flesh and bones. Shal yedei zeh. And by that, zochin lehasagot elokut kanal. By that, you can achieve to grab, to grasp, to understand Hashem Yitbarach himself, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading the world, just by accepting your lackings, not by trying to achieve the highest wisdom of them all and to see the bright light. No. Understand that you cannot. And by that you're going to learn the pshat, the simplest pshat, to understand what the Mishnah is talking about, what's the meaning of the verses. By that, you're going to contain another piece of that puzzle, and another piece of that puzzle. And in the end, you're going to have a complete picture, and you're going to be able to recognize Hashem, to see the wisdom of the Lord, of Hashem Yitbarach. Mezeh bechinat, and it's an aspect of what it's written in the Gemara, Baba Batra. Bat haita lo le'Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he had a daughter. Uvechol shma. And her name was Bachol, in everything. So, who is that daughter? The Gemara is explaining. Bat, ze bechinat bat ayin. Bat, it's an aspect of the eye of the person. It calls bat ayin. Haynu, hashachor sheba'ayin, means the black color that's in the eye. It's not the pupil, it's actually all of the color of the eye, that it's darker, I think. Shehu bechinat ha-shacharut hanal, that it's an aspect of that dark color that we were talking about, it, that it shrinks, that it got the ability to grab something through that pupil. You can see only by that it's shrinking and being wider, yes? Opening and being closed, by that you can see, because it shrinks the eyesight, like we learned before. Shehu metzamtzem, that it shrinks, umagbil, and put a border, vecholel be'atzmo kol hadvarim hagdolim, and it includes inside of himself all of the huge things, the large things, ha'omdim lenegdo, that stands in front of him. If you're going to observe on the pupil, on the eye of a person, you're going to see, like in a mirror, all of the things that stands in front of him. It's like a mirror. It contains everything. So such a small dot, black dot, can contain all of the information of all of the huge things that are standing in front of it. Kegon, for an example, as Har Gadol, a huge mountain, כשעומד לפני הבת עין, when it's standing in front of the eye, שהוא השחור שבעין, that it's the black color that's in the eye, אזי נגבל כל ההר, so then you're putting all of that huge mountain בתוך הבת עין שרואה אותו, inside of the בת עין, the pupil, that sees it. All of that huge mountain is inside, with all of the deepest details of them all, the smallest parts. If you're gonna have the ability to investigate and to check, you're gonna see that your eye catched it all, got it all. The eye is the best camera of them all. It's amazing. כי השחרות שבעין, because the black color that we have in our eyes, הוא מצמצם, it shrinks, כל הדברים הגדולים, all of the large things, ונכללים ונראים בתוכו, and they're including inside and being seen inside of it. ועל ידי זה, and by that, רואין ומשיגין הדבר שרואין. A person can see and to achieve the thing that he can see. כמו כן, like that, זה השכל התחתון, that lower wisdom. מצמצם ומגביל השכל הגדול העליון. It shrinks and putting borders to the biggest wisdom, bigger wisdom, the higher wisdom. ונכלל בתוכו, and it includes inside of it. Means if you're just gonna observe on the simple verse, on the simple Mishnah, and you're gonna let your, the time, and you're gonna be patient, and you're gonna observe, and you're gonna be able to see and to accept all of the wisdom that is contained. ועל ידי זה, and by that, רואין ומבינים ומשיגים, you can see and understand and grab את השכל העליון הגדול כנער, the higher wisdom like we learned before. וזה בחינת, and it's an aspect of what's written in the book of Shmot, וירא אליו השם בלבת אש. השם revealed himself to him in the flames of fire. To Moshe Rabbeinu, he revealed himself in the flames of fire. What it means? Why he couldn't show him himself? He had to dress himself in fire. It's written also in the Torah, on the Torah Kedosha, that the letters, the black, dark letters, are black fire that are written on white fire. It's black fire that is written on white fire. So this is that fire. שהשם יתברך רצה, that השם יתברך wanted להלביש לו השגות אלוקות. He wanted to dress the understandings of Hashem Yitbarach to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he can have the ability to understand them. והלביש לו בבחינת בת עין. So he put it inside of his eye, that he's going to see it in his eye. וזה בחינת בת תחילה, סימן יפה לבנים. And it's an aspect of what it's written in Baba Batra, that if a person have a daughter in the beginning, before, סימן יפה לבנים, it's a good sign for boys in the future, that you're gonna have boys in the future. בת תחילה, what it means, בת, a daughter in the beginning, זה בחינת השכל התחתון. It's an aspect of the lower wisdom, שהוא תחילה, that it's a start, it's a beginning, והקדמה, and a introduction, לשכל העליון, to the higher wisdom. וזה בחינת סימן יפה לבנים, that it's a good sign for boys. בנים, boys, זה בחינת השכל העליון, it's an aspect of the higher wisdom. כמאמר חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, like that our holy rabbis explained it to us and said to us in בגמרא מנחות, הביאי בניי מרחוק. It's written in the verse, Havi'i banai merachok, bring my sons from long distance, uvnotai mikce haaretz, and my daughters from the edges of the land, of the world. Havi'i banai, so what it means, Havi'i banai, bring the boys, elu galuyot shebe bavel, those are the exiles that in Bavel, sheda'atan meyushevet kebanim, that the wisdom is settled, they're concentrated, they're wise, like boys. Bnotai, my daughter, daughters, the girls, elu galuyot shebishar aratzot, those are the exiles that are in the rest of the lands. Sheda'atan einan meyushevet, that they are not concentrated, they're not relaxed, they're not wise enough. Kebanot, like the girls. Nimtza shebanim, so from there we can see shebanim, that boys, hem bechinat da'at meyushevet, they are an aspect of being settled, being concentrated, being wise. You remember that all of us like daughters, right? You don't have the mistake to think that we're boys, right? We're all from the exiles from other countries, from other lands. We're all like daughters. Moving on. So, boys are bechinat, they're an aspect of that miyushevet, the wisdom, bechinat sechel elyon vegadol hanal. They're an aspect of the higher wisdom, the big wisdom, like we learned before. Shemasigin, and you can achieve it, al yedei ha-hakdamot, by the introductions, bechinat sechel atachton kanal, the aspect of the lower wisdom, like we learned, vezehu batchila, and this is what it's written, a daughter first. First of all, that a person have a daughter, shehu ha-sechel atachton, that it's the lowest wisdom. Siman yafe, lebanim, it's a good sign for boys. Shal yado masigin hasechel ha'elyon, that by that you can achieve the higher wisdom. Shehu bechinat banim kanal, that it's an aspect of boys like we learn. Vezehu siman yafe, and this is why it's written siman yafe, a good sign. Why a good sign? Shebo mesuman, that it's marked in that sign. Umugbal, and limited. There is a border to that. Hasechel ha'elyon, higher wisdom. It's a sign, it's a note, it's a certain letter, it's a certain small thing with a measure. Bivchinat, in an aspect of shi'ura de'atvan de'oraita, the amounts of letters of the Torah. Bechinot shechora ani venava kanal. I'm black, and even though that I'm black, I'm still beautiful. And if a person wants to achieve that lowest wisdom, means to prepare himself to accept the wisdoms of the future, the higher wisdoms, yifshar, you cannot achieve that without a certain term, ki'im, just only by al yedei sone betza, by hating money. Sheisna hamamon betachlit hasina, that a person should hate the money in the strongest way that you can hate something in the world. Rav Berland told the students, said maybe to Rav Shalom, I don't remember exactly how I heard it, but Rav Berland said that this is the line, the words in Likutei Moharan that brought him to know for sure that this is the right way of Hasidut that you should walk in Judaism. He said, it's written in a lot of books that you should hate money, that you should stay away from money, but to write something like that, that a person should hate the money in the strongest way, בתכלית השנאה, תכלית השנאה, it's the purpose of hatred, means to hate it the most that you can. I asked Rav Shalom what it means, so what you should do now with that money, if so. He said, what are you doing with something that you hate? You're pushing it away from you as much as you can. This is what that you should do with your money, to push it away from yourself, to be disgusted from that. It's not that you should hate the mitzvot that you can buy. You should love the mitzvot. If you have a mitzvah, you should push away the money to that mitzvah. It's better. A person should be wise to take those words very, very carefully. Rav Shalom told me once, if it would be allowed to us to deal with money, I would have more than 1,000 houses in Jerusalem today. But Rabbeinu forbidden that. Rabbeinu is not allowing us to do business, to sell, to buy, to do all of those things. You see that Rabbeinu is saying to us that to the lower wisdom you cannot come until you hate the money in the hardest way that you can. To hate it, to push it away from you. means to give tzedakah and tzedakah and tzedakah, and to invest in huge things that develop in a positive way, and to give everything that you can. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך, with all of your heart, with all of your spirit, and with everything that you've got, with all of your money, to invest in the Dusha. Rabbeinu is continuing, כי שרה וקמה, because the dark hair, the black hair, שהוא בחינת השכל התחתון, that it's an aspect of the lower wisdom, הוא מסיטרה במלכות, it's from the side of the kingdom. וכן שונא בצע, and also a person that hates money, הוא מסיטרה דמלכות, he's from the side of the kingdom. כי השכל התחתון, because the lower wisdom, הוא בחינות מלכות, it's an aspect of kingdom. שהוא בחינות חוכמת התאה, that it's the aspect of lower wisdom, שבכל עולם ועולם, that's in every world and world, שהוא מנהיג אותו העולם, because he is leading that world. So if he is leading means that he can, people can understand him, the followers, all of the ministers, everyone can listen to the king, they can understand him. King, it's a person that can talk to the people, he's got a mitzvah to go and to talk to the people. שזה השכל של ההנהגה והמלכות, and that wisdom of leadership and the kingdom, הוא בחינת חוכמה ושכל תחתון, it's an aspect of the wisdom and the lower wisdom. כנגד השכל של השגות אלוקות, when there is two things that you can understand, or that you're going to understand Hashem, or that you're going to understand the king. It depends who you let to lead you, to guide you. If you're being guided by Hashem or by the king. So sometimes it's okay also that a person is going to have a king. Man Malki Rabbanan, it's the rabbi, it's someone that is leading you. But only when that king, when that rabbi, when that tzaddik, righteous man, is crowning Hashem Yitbarach all of the time. So, but still, when you're going to ask that king, that rabbi, that leader, actually you're going, you're approaching to the lower wisdom, to the wisdom of this world. And by understanding him, what that he commanded you, the advice that he gave you, by that you're going to have the ability to grab the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach. This is why a person cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach without ever having a rabbi. It's not an option. It's not an option. Before of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was an option. From the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu came to this world, and Am Yisrael believed, Vayaminu Am Bashem Uv Moshe Avdo, and in Moshe his slave, they believed in Hashem and also in Moshe, from that moment and on, you cannot get closer to Hashem Yitbarach without having a rabbi, a holy rabbi. A real rabbi, a real righteous man that's going to lead you. Like that the Mishnah in Avot is saying to us, Moshe kibel Torah misinai, Musara leYoshua, Yoshua lezkenim, Uzkenim lenviim. It have to go like that. It's a chain. If you want to receive the wisdom, you want to enjoy, you have to achieve, to attach yourself to be another link in that chain. And without it, you want to be an individual, you want to be a superstar, they're going to cross you and they're going to make you to be an idol, and everyone going to bow to you and kiss your feet, and it's going to be very wonderful, and we don't want it. So you have to cancel yourself to a real, real holy rabbi, and only by that you can grab the wisdom of Elokut, of Hashem Yitbarach. ועל כן, and this is why, ביומוי דשמואל, in the days of שמואל, שנפלו ראשי הדור אל הממון, that people, the leaders of the generation, fell chasing after money, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written in the book of שמואל, ויתו אחרי הבצע, that they were running after money, על כן, this is why, תכף, immediately, pagmu b'malchut de'kdusha. They defect the holy kingdom. They asked for a king. Asked for the king, it means that they stopped crowning Hashem Yitbarach on themselves. The Navi, he was already a leader. Why you need to have a king? Because they didn't want Hashem to be their king anymore. They defected the holy kingdom of Hashem Yitbarach. They already had a leader, Shmuel HaNavi, he was their leader. It wasn't enough for them because they were chasing, running after money. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Ki oti ma'asu mimloch alehem, that Hashem said, they, I don't know how to say ma'asu, they discussed for me, rejected me, that I won't be their king, from being a king on them. V'sha'alu lahem melech kechol ha'ovdei kochavim u'mazalot, and they asked to have a king on themselves, like all of other nations that worship idols. Uviumoy de Shlomo, but in the days of Shlomo, the son of David, she'en kesef nechshav, that money was nothing in that generation, because there was so much money that people didn't care about money at all. Haya malchut digdusha al tikuna u'mechona. So the holy kingdom was stable and fixed in the right place. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, v'yeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem. That Shlomo was sitting on the
throne
of Hashem. Shemalach al elyonim v'tachtonim. That he was ruling on this world, on everyone in this world, and also on the higher worlds, on all of the angels he was ruling, Shlomo HaMelech. ועל כן, and this is why, זכה שלמה לזה השכל התחתון הנעל. שלמה achieved that lower wisdom. The wisdom that he achieved in the beginning was the lower wisdom. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ויחכם מכל האדם, that he was wiser than all of other people. So it's still low, it's still between people. He was wiser than them, so he achieved the lower wisdom. וכמו שכתוב, and like that it's written, ותרב חוכמת שלמה מכל בני קדם, that the wisdom of Shlomo was larger, bigger, from all of other people that were before of him. כי זה השכל, because that wisdom, הוא בחינת מלכות כנעל, it's an aspect of the kingdom like that we learned. אבל, but, על ידי אהבת ממון, by people have love to money, they love money, being excited, seeing money, bills and coins, gold, silver. Oh! הוא נופל, the person is falling, לאוקמה דסיטרה אחרה, to the black color of the other side of darkness. בחינות, an aspect of what it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, שבתאי פתיה אוקמה. שבתאי, that it's dark, פתיה, I think it's like petty, it's like petty maybe, full, dark and full, maybe. מרה שחורה, black bitterness, בחינות, an aspect of בעיצבון תוכלנה, that people are eating their bread in sadness, means that they have desire for money and they're never happy from their incomes and from their wealth. They always feel poor and not satisfied. ונופל לעיגולה, and the person is falling into circles, וסיבובים, and circles more and more, מסיטרה אחרה, from the other side, means he being confused and running all of his life, chasing after money, looking for solutions, for more options, what are you going to do now? And now you're going to find a new trick and you're going to develop something else. בחינות, an aspect of סביב, in circles, רשעים התהלכון. The evil people are walking in circles, never can find the straight way, always mixed up in something, again and again and again, because of lust for money. שהוא מתאווה, because the person have desire, הוא משתוקק, and he wish, אחר הממון, after money, wants to have more and more money. בחינות, an aspect of, שתו העם ולקטו בשטותה. It's written that the nation, the people were full, shatu velaktu, and picking. They were acting in a foolish way. They wanted to achieve more. They were running to collect the man, to bring more and more and more. And what they collected? Nonsense. Bishtuta. Only foolishness. Hefech ha-chokhma. The opposite of the wisdom. Rolam helped me to see something very interesting on the word mammon. The word mammon, it's the same letters of the word mimeno, from him. So for sure it's coming to teach us that the money we're receiving from him. But why it's not written mimeni, from me? Why mammon will not gonna be mamin, for an example? If it would be written mamin, for us it would be great. We would learn it like that, and it was wonderful. Why it's teaching us from him? When we're saying from him, it means that me and you are talking, and we're saying to each other, it's from him. But it's not mimcha, from you, or mimeni, from me. It's not between you and him. It's between me and you that we're talking about him. Means that money is coming not by prayers, not by tefillot. Please Hashem, give me money. Please Hashem, give me money. It's not from him like that, that if you're going to pray, he's going to give you money. It's mimeno means that when we're going to talk about it, that the money is coming from him, we're going to get our confidence in Hashem stronger. It means conversation between friends. It's that we are talking, getting ourselves stronger in that faith that Hashem Yitbarach, he is the one that's going to help us. It means confidence. It means security, that we know for sure. The confidence in Hashem Yitbarach that he's going to supply us all of our needs, this is the thing that brings the money. Not the fact that you're going to ask for your money from Hashem Yitbarach. The confidence that we're going to talk about it and going to get stronger in that knowledge, in that wisdom. Like Rav Shalom told us, why to waste your time praying on money when you're going to pray on your tshuva, on faith? He told me that once, it's written, the verse, Ish emunot rav brachot, a person with faith, he's got all of the blessings. So why to waste your money, your prayers on money, on one blessing? If you're going to pray on faith, you're going to be rav brachot, with a lot of blessings. You're going to have money, you're going to have everything that you need, everything that you should have for your needs to serve Hashem Yitbarach with that. ומי שיש לו אותו החוכמה, and the person that have that wisdom, צריך לראות להמשיך לתוכה החיות. He should see how to pull into that wisdom the power of life, life itself. להחיות החוכמה תתאה, to revive the lower wisdom. By pshat, if you learned a certain gemara and now you want to teach it to someone else, you should make it less dry and more juicy. That someone else is going to enjoy learning from your wisdom. Alright, you understood that gemara. Now you can make a person want to jump from the window because it's so boring to learn that gemara in the way that you're teaching it. So it's your job to see how to revive that wisdom that you achieved. כל אחד לפי בחינות החוכמת התאה שיש לו. Everyone according to the aspects of lower is wisdom that he's got. כפי בחינות החוכמת התאה שבכל עולם ועולם. In the aspects of every low wisdom that is in every world and world. ועיקר החיות, and the main power of life, how you're going to revive that Torah, how you're going to revive that wisdom, going to make it sweeter to someone else to enjoy from it. Hu me'or hapanim. It's by the light of your face. Means by smiling. By smiling, being positive, by doing everything with a good spirit in a positive way. Bechinot, an aspect of what it's written. Be'or pene melech chayim. In the light of the face of the king, you can find life. ועל כן, and this is why, צריכים להעלות את המלכות. We should rise the kingdom. בחינות חוכמת התאה, that is the aspect of the lower wisdom. el or hapanim, to the light of the face, ha-me'ir b'shalosh regalim, that illuminates in three holy days. Ki ikar or hapanim hu simcha, because the main light of the face, it's happiness, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, lev sameach, yeitiv panim, a happy heart, gonna make the face better, means smiling face. Ve'ikar ha-simcha, and the main part of happiness, how you can achieve happiness, hu min ha-mitzvot, is by keeping mitzvot, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, pikudei Hashem yesharim, the pikudei Hashem, I'm gonna say pikudei Hashem.
Testimonies
of Hashem are straight. Mesamchel makes the heart happy. Veikar ha-simcha hu balev, and the main happiness of the person is in the heart. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Natata simcha belibi, you gave the happiness into my heart. Vehalev shel kol hashana, and the heart of all year is hem hashalosh regalim. That's the three holidays. Bechinot, in the aspect of what it's written, Ele moadei Hashem, those are the holidays of Hashem. Rashe tevot imi kamuva, it's the first letters of from those three words, Aleph and Mem and Yud, it's the first letters of the word Imi, my mother. Ele Moadei Hashem, Hashem it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, so it's the letters that contain, three first letters contain the word Imi, my mother, like that it's written, Shehi Em Labina, that it is the mother to Bina, Bina it's the power of understanding, ubina liba, and the power of understanding is the heart. The heart is understanding, lev mevin, the heart can understand. Vasimcha shel kol ha-mitzvot, and the happiness, the joy from all of the mitzvot that we kept, sheosin bechol ha-shana, that we kept all year long, hu mitkabetz el ha-lev, it's been gathered into the heart. What is that heart? Shehem ha-shalosh regalim, that it's the three holidays. Ve'alken hem yemei simcha, and this is why those are days of happiness. The holidays are days of happiness. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, ve'samachta bechagecha, you should be happy in your holidays. Ve'az me'ir ha-panim al yedei ha-simcha, and then the face are illuminating, glowing by the happiness. Bivchinot, in the aspect of what it's written, lev sameach yeitiv panim, a happy heart is making the face better, happier. Bishvil ze nitztavenu, and this is why we have that obligation. Shalosh pe'amim bashana, three times a year, yira'e kol zechurecha, all of the male people from Am Yisrael, they have that obligation to show themselves et penei Hashem Elokecha, in front of the face of Hashem Elokecha, of our God, means that you're going to see Hashem, you're going to show yourself, and by that you're going to be able to see, to recognize, to see the face, penei Hashem, face of Hashem, bishvil lekabel or hapanim, in the intention of receiving the light of the face. Vezeh bechinat, and it's an aspect of what it's written, Chayav Adam, it's an obligation on the person, Lehakbil penei rabo baregel, to accept the face of his rabbi in the holiday. What it means, think about it, to accept. Means you're going to see him, but you're going to accept something from him. It's written that you can see the face of the rabbi in the face of the student. Sometimes you can see a student and you know for sure immediately who is his rabbi. Why? Because he was accepting the face of his rabbi from another shiur, another time that he visited his rabbi, he saw him. He accepted his face. Kedei lekabel or hapanim, to receive the light of the face, ulachayot et bechinot hamalchut, and to revive the aspects of the kingdom. Vezen, this is what that's written in Tehillim, tzedek lefanav yehalech, the righteousness gonna walk in front of him. Tzedek. What is that righteousness? Malchuta Kadisha. It's the holy kingdom. Kshemolichin ota el or hapanim. When you walk in it, you're taking it to the light of the face. Means to see the righteous people, to accept their faces. Haikar, actually it's an aspect of Beit HaMikdash. When you go and see the rabbi and accepting his face, it's like that aspect of going to Beit HaMikdash in the three regalim, in the three holidays. And if you're giving a certain present to him, something, it's like sacrifices in Beit HaMikdash. Creating forgiveness and all of the avonot, opening paths of Avodat Hashem to the person. How much we can achieve. We have to remember and to believe that there is no generation that is orphaned. Always HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving and supplying to us everything that you need. Everything that we need. Just we need to be brazen, always. And to go, to take those things that we should do, to keep those mitzvot, to talk to those holy rabbis, to holy righteous people, to ask for their advice. They're going to tell you, I don't have time. If Hashem is going to tell you that he doesn't have time, you're going to give up. If you have a problem and you need a doctor and he's not answering, you're going to go and knock on his door, on his office. You don't have a choice. You're sick. You owe money and people are coming. You, the bank, the manager of the bank saying, I don't have time for you. You're going to go to the bank. You're going to argue until you're going to find a way, in the most polite way, pleasant way that you can do it, but you're going to insist until that you're going to achieve the thing that you should achieve. So, Aikar, the main way to do that, Wal yedei bechinot, by those aspects that we just learned, vayasem lederech pe'amav, that the person have to walk, have to do those things, have to walk to those places, have to walk to Jerusalem, to go, to climb the mountains, three times a year, have to achieve those things. Haynu shalosh pe'amim b'shana, means three times a year. Shal yedehem, and by that, mekablin me'or hapanim kanal, you can achieve from the light of his face. Light of his face means from his wisdom, that you're also going to have wisdom inside of yourself, that you're always also going to know how to deal in your life, how to decide, how to choose. V'ze bechinot, and it's an aspect of what it's written, Yeshvu yesharim et panecha, straight people, honest people, going to sit in front of you, yesharim, straight, hem pikudei Hashem yesharim esamchei lev, those are the commandments, the mitzvot, the obligations that are straight and making the heart happy, hem yashvin, settled, umeirin, and illuminating, umesadrin, and fixing, or hapanim kanal, the light of the face, like that we learned, means that a person can understand what Hashem wants from him. We cannot achieve that without getting closer to real righteous people, that accepting the wisdom from the higher wisdom of them all. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.